We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Who, in your opinion, has done the best presidential impression on Saturday Night Live? Welcome to John and Tammy in the morning, and welcome to 103.7 KSON.
And a bit windy this morning, should die down by this afternoon, and eventually we'll have highs in the 70s.
We don't know who is going to win the presidential election next week, but no matter who does, there's probably a good chance we're going to have different people playing the president in the next few years on Saturday Night Live. Alec Baldwin has consistently said he's done doing Trump.
But then he keeps doing it.
Yeah. And if Trump does win next week re-election, there's no guarantee Alec Baldwin will be back to play him for the next 4 years. Same thing with Jim Carrey. He's doing Joe Biden right now, but it's kind of hard to think that Jim Carrey is going to be sticking around for 4 years doing that. Anyway, there is a ranking of all the best impressions of presidents on SNL. And check it out. Alec Baldwin's Donald Trump didn't even make the top five.
We have to remember, in the history, there's been a ton of people who have imitated the presidents, some better than others. So let's find out who the top three were, starting with number three.
All right, starting with number three, the guy was so successful at doing this that he had his own Broadway show as President George W. Bush. Ranking number three, Will Ferrell's impression of President Bush.
Yeah.
Donald Trump thinks the media hates him. One time, an Iraqi reporter threw an actual shoe at me. He took it off his foot, lobbed it straight at my noggin. Then he gathered himself, took off the other one, and tried it again. But you know what they say? Shoe me once. Shoe's on you. Shoe me twice. I'm keeping those shoes.
All right. Finishing in second place, SNL's best presidential impersonations. I thought this was going to be number one. It's my personal favorite. Daryl Hammond, who's now the announcer on Saturday Night Live, and his perfect impression of Bill Clinton.
Hillary would make a great president.
Thank you.
And I would make an even greater first dude.
That's nice.
Hillary, isn't it crazy that phones can take videos now?
Yeah.
I mean, if they could have done that in the 90s, I'd be in jail.
What's number one, Tammy?
What's number one? I think I know it, but I don't want to give it away until you say it. But I think I know, because he was so spot on with it.
That would be Dana Carvey.
Yes.
And his impersonation of George H.W. Bush.
I loved it.
We're in the midst of the holiday season here, waiting for the checkered flag of the Christmas shopping season to start our economic engines. And how, as Americans, do we take part? By doing what we have always done, we consume. That's who we are. Let's not fight it. We are a nation of consumers. We love to shop, shop, shop. Boy said to me, don't pass this up. I said, not gonna buy it. Not gonna buy it. Bought it.
That was so good.
He was good. So good, yes.
And he had so much fun with it that the late George H.W. Bush actually came on SNL and did the impersonation with him. It was great. So, again, no indication that the actors will or will not be back, but I guess we'll see as the election comes around. But there you have the top three. John and Tammy in the morning.
Yes, I love it.
On 103.7 KSON.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.